Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pat Crawford. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Andy Reese. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hogan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Genewich. Pitching for the New York Giants, Joe Genewich. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The left fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. And now, play ball. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leach moves to second. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leach moves to third. Lindstrom moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to home to get Leach. Lindstrom moves to third. Terry moves to second. One out. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Crawford reaches third base with a triple. Lindstrom scores. Terry scores. Ott goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive towards first. Terry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck misplays the ball. That's an error on Beck. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Genewich reaches second base with a double. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is one for one in the game, with a single. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hogan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reese. Beck reaches second base with a double. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a fly ball into center field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is one for one in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is one for one in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck misplays the ball. That's an error on Beck. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Crawford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kyler. Crawford reaches second base with a double. Terry goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote, who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Crawford scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Giants. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Reese goes all the way around to score. Hogan moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Giants. Lynn Nelson now pitching. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Genewich hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a pop-up towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a fly ball into center field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Terry moves to second. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hogan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hogan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Hogan reaches second base with a double. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Genewich hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reese. English reaches second base with a double. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. Heathcote hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leach strikes out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Terry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kyler. Terry reaches second base with a double. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crawford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gene Witch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hogan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Genewich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. There goes Hogan trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 8-2. Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Beck takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gene Witch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Terry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Crawford is hit by the pitch. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. English hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. English reaches second base with a double. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-3 in the game. Heathcote hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reese, who is chasing the ball. Kyler reaches third base with a triple. English scores. It's 9-3, Giants. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Terry throws it away. That's an error on Terry. Kyler scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 9-4, Giants. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimm hits a pop-up towards third. Lindstrom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hogan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gene, which hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hogan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson pinch hits for Clyde Beck. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby pinch hits for Lynn Nelson. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gene Witch, and towards Jackson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.